Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with
Trendy Trev. Yes, very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country. That's BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong. All right, T-Deadly, you're going to catch up a yarn. Have a deadly sister all the way from the top end, which are talking Cape York. We're going to talk about Western Cape Community Inspires New Service Centre. So we're talking about the Western Cape Community Services and the work that they do there. And we're talking about, Sister Elizabeth, and she's the manager there of the service centre. And I've got Elizabeth on the line. Elizabeth, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Sissy, just let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
My mob is from Badu, St. Yes. Paul, born and raised in Townsville.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. And how long you had the reins for as the manager of the Western Cape Service Centre?
I've been in this position since
2018. So, yep. How are you enjoying the journey?
Oh, it is very challenging. But,
up and down?
up and down. Still lots to learn.
Yeah, sure. And I understand, my sister, we are students for life, all of us. So we learn as we go, my sister, so it's all good. So looking at the special, tell us what Western Cape Community Service, Western Cape Service Centre, what do they actually do, my sister?
Okay, so we just provide our services to local and people out in community. Mm-hmm.
Thinking in regard to the work that you do. So how many staff do you have on board there, sister?
So we, including myself, I have four other staff that work here.
Okay. And then how many communities do you look after in this space?
Okay. In the space, we have three surrounding communities, Mapoon, Napranum and Arakoon.
Okay, deadly.
And, we have, their remote servicing team come up and they do out servicing to those communities every 12 weeks.
Okay, yes.
And
you had a reopen of the community after a co-design makeover, so a bit of renovation going on, so to speak, transformation. Why did this transformation happen, sis?
So Services Australia has been progressively transforming services with a contemporary look,
good,
feel and customer service experience.
And how?
Started back from January 2021, when our transformation was first to take place.
Okay.
78% of our customers attending the service centre were Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander.
Beautiful. And how did the transformation happen?
So, Services Australia project team, along with local staff, met with elders,
good,
traditional owners, and customers and community to listen and understand cultural factors.
Yeah, beautiful. And isn't that deadly, sister, when you've got outsiders coming in, they've got to make yarn first for elders or for the traditional owners. That's so very important, isn't it, Liz?
That's it.
And what were some of the ideas or consideration brought forward by the community?
So when they were here, there were three community engagement sessions that were held in Weipa, Mapoon and Napranum. So everyone was invited to come and attend them sessions over the 3 days.
Good.
And there they had the opportunity to provide feedback regarding the bespoke concept.
Yeah, deadly.
Design.
Yeah, beautiful. And what is it going to look like for the community moving forward?
So moving forward, they all welcomed like light boxes, images, music, and other means to create a stronger connection to community.
Yeah, deadly. And using the tools available, and like here we are in 21st century, you know, all the technology and everything that's available now, we need to change with the times, otherwise we get left behind. Look, what is in the Western Cape Service Centre compared to other service centres?
Okay, so we've got sites featured local artwork, privacy pod. We have a region map in both local languages and English. Artwork depicting the service connections between Western Cape and the nearby communities.
Yep.
We've got beautiful light boxes that display the totems of the primary totems of the traditional owners.
Good.
And like one of the light boxes, acknowledgement of country.
Yes.
Well, which respectfully recognises not only the traditional owners of the land on which the service centre is located, but also four neighbouring traditional owners
beautiful.
Of Western Cape.
And sister, that's so important when we're talking about totems, when we're talking about acknowledgement of the TOs. There's the old saying, when we're in Rome, live like the Romans. Well, when you come to another man country, we'll still be respect, you know what I mean? Them kind of Sister Liz.
Yeah.
Good.
Got to have that respect for country.
Exactly. Well, congratulations on the work that you're doing. Congratulations with the revamped Western Cape services and the work that you mob are doing. Big shout out to your staff, your team. You're doing a daily job, my sister, and a big shout out to Arakoon, Napanum, and Mapoon. It is a team effort, and thank you for your yarn there, my sister.
Okay, then. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, you have a good day. All the best, sis. Yo.
Okay, yo.
Beautiful yarn there, and that's Sister Liz Yarn Up Strong in regarding the work that she's doing up there in community, Western Cape Service Centre. And look, it's open Monday to Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and closes 12:30 p.m. To 1:30 p.m. for lunch. Mob got to have lunch. So there it is. And those three deadly communities, Arakoon, Napanum, and Mapoon, you now have a new revamped Western Cape Service Centre. So fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarning up strong here. The Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM 98.7 FM, we're across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Do you ever spirit. Can you feel it in your soul? Think about tomorrow and all the thing that it holds. Occasional feeling you make me wanna run and hide. See right through me and to me the thing that make you sigh. Oh my, what's gonna come around my way? You are over there. Here, with all the people and the time in between, what's gonna come around my way? Just make a little wish.
So think about tomorrow, another thing that it can you feel it?
Dream a little dream.
Think about tomorrow, another thing that it can you feel it?
You will find.
So think about tomorrow, another thing that it dreams can't come true.
Can you feel it in your spirit? Can you feel it in your soul? Think about tomorrow and all the thing that it. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it in your soul? Think about tomorrow and all the thing that it. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it in your soul? Think about tomorrow and all the thing that it.
On your mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Thank you. from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild, wild night tree grows? Are you from Forest Glade or any place, including Central Way? Any place is just around by Mardi or Way. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. The moon and stars that always shine out on the ocean wave. And when the lazy waves roll by, like breezes blowing, memories, oh yes, yes. Somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always a place for me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild, one-eyed tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait or any place, including Central Way? Any place is just around by Mardi or Way. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild, one-eyed tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait or any place, including Central Way? Any place is just around by Mardi or Way. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
Bushfires happen every year in Queensland. It's time to prepare your mob and home. Make a bushfire survival plan so everyone knows what to do. Pack an evacuation kit with all the important items you and your mob might need. Check fire danger ratings and listen to any bushfire warnings. Find out more, search Bushfire Survival Plan. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
The new Queensland Government is helping kids get active and play their favourite sport with $200 play-on sports vouchers. There's heaps of sports to play all across Queensland in winter or summer for families with kids aged 5 to 17. Search play-on. Authorised by the Queensland Government.
Station sponsor.
Hey, yeah, and your mob. My name's Aaron Peterson, actor, Arunda, Arabana Nations. I just want to let you know that you're listening to 98.7 FM BBM.
My good old brother Balatole, I remember you on a boat, waving yawa from the riggings as you set sail out to the sea. And I wish you and I were together, oh, just like the good old days. But the deep blue sea has taken you away from me. Mina kai pun malu batam ya karwai ni agare. Si garden ya panal wipal kulisana yumanu. Mina kai pun malu batam ya karwai ni agare. Si garden ya panal wipal kulisana yumanu. Old brother Balatole, all the happy years have gone by. You were still there and you were smiling on the photo of you and me. We used to sing and dance and laugh together, oh, under the mekai tree. But the deep blue sea has taken you away from me. But the deep blue sea has taken you away from me.
na kai pun malu batam ya karbai ni agare si garden ya panal wi pal kulisana yumanu mina kai pun malu batam ya karbai ni agare si garden ya panal wi pal kulisana yumanu I will always put the flowers on your grave, on your grave.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bama Bip Media, 98.7 FM. For your daily program, National Talk Black, a one-hour program live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with the Managing Director of Skills Explorer. That's Colleen Holmes, and talk about the work she's doing developing the language, literacy, numeracy, and digital. We're talking LLND, Skills of Adult Learners, on the line. Colleen, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, Trevor. Good morning to you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. I noticed a bit of an accent there. Who's Colleen Holmes? Where are you from, my sister?
Oh, okay. So about 17 years ago, I came from Ireland to live here in Cairns.
Yes.
And I've been living here ever since, although I have worked in lots of places around Australia, nearly every state and territory, but a lot of my time based up around the Cape.
Yes.
And out in Torres Strait Island.
All right, well, beautiful. We claim you, my sister. Colleen, thank you very much. And the beautiful work you're doing regarding developing the language, literacy, numeracy, and digital, that's LLND. Sounds like a drug, my dear, but anyway, it sounds like a beautiful drug in regarding education. Education is the tool. So tell us the work that you do and how long you've been doing it.
Sure. So I've been a trainer involved in getting people ready for work or education for my entire lifetime. When I came here to Australia first, I was working in many Indigenous First Nations places around Australia, and indeed also working with multicultural people who come to live here.
Yes.
But when I was working out in remote places, I was hearing a lot about unemployment and unemployability and people not being able to use computers and stuff like that. And I didn't really believe it or agree with it.
Yes.
Because I do believe that everybody is able to use a computer and is able to do some kind of skill, and that's why we developed Skills Explorer, which we developed about, 7 years ago.
7 years? Are you run it by yourself, or you got a team of people there with you, Colleen?
So my son came to help me in the setup of it in the beginning.
Okay.
And that was 7 years ago, so he's stuck it out with me so far, and he's the operations director now of the company. And he has worked and lived in remote places too.
Good. So what's his name?
His name is Dylan.
And big shout out, Dylan. Thank you very much, Dylan. Yes.
And my husband, Paul, is also a volunteer with us. But we do have other people who help us from time to time.
Beautiful. Thank you. Team effort. Fantastic.
Yes.
And look, education, it's sad when you're saying that some of our mob in remote areas didn't know how to operate a computer as such. And look, it's very sad to hear that because we are a first world country, but it's very sad a lot of our people remotely are living in third world standards. And everyone is due for education. So very important.
And I totally agree with you, Trevor. Everybody is entitled to have those skills. And when people would say to us, if they can't use a computer, they can't do your online learning. Well, they certainly can, and we have proved it. And while I don't want to name any names,
no.
One of our biggest achievers was the First Nations young lady
mm-hmm.
who did every single course we ever created.
Yeah,
because our courses are very short, 20
yes.
minutes each
yes.
day,
yes.
we have about 300, and she did every one of them,
Whoa.
The highest achiever we
Whoa.
Ever had.
Beautiful. And this will just add into your schools. Colleen, you would agree we are students for life, are we not?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And that's why we don't think that the only place to learn is going to school or to a college.
Mm.
You can learn sitting on the beach, sitting in your car, having
yep.
a cup of coffee, wherever you might be. So we have the way that we can access our learning is online
mm.
or on your phone. Digital skills being produced all of the time.
Exactly.
So people can go onto our app or we can show them how to do it on their laptop. If they haven't got a laptop, they can use their phone or they can go to the library. But the other thing that's very important, Trevor, is that it's open to everyone. You don't
Thank
have
you.
To have any skills starting.
Yes.
We work at the level of the individual.
Thank you. An individual don't have to be a school student or don't have to complete grade 12. It's open for anybody, everybody, male, females, and all ages?
Yes, absolutely. We have people of every age. We have an Indigenous young man who's working with us at the moment, and he just wants to increase his reading. And that's what we focus on is with all that reading. But we do it in a very different way to school.
Mm-hmm.
You don't pass tests. You don't have to do exams. We do it in a very different way. We prefer people to have skills, use that skill, and then say, yeah, I can do this.
I can do this. Fantastic. Look, very, very deadly. Tell us about Skills Explorer. You got a web page?
We do, and it's skillsexplorer.com.au.
Straightforward,
and
yep.
we welcome anybody to talk to us online. If they can send us a message,
yep.
we can make contact. We also can be contacted on our Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
or we can be contacted on LinkedIn for people who might be business owners or people
Lovely.
Who are interested in having their own businesses.
Beautiful.
So LinkedIn, Facebook
yes.
and website.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for sharing. Beautiful work you guys are doing. SkillExplorer, oneword.com.au. Do check it out. Have a yarn, Colleen Holmes, a platform to get more education, get schooled up in whatever field. And we're talking language, English language, talking literacy, numeracy, and digital
yes.
literacy as well. Thank you very much
yes.
for sharing, Colleen. And a big shout out to Dan, your son, is that right? And Paul, husband.
Sorry, Dylan.
Dylan, big shout out. Dylan,
yes.
sorry, son.
Yes.
And Paul, who's right. a volunteer, team player.
Yes. He thinks retired, but he's not.
No, he's not. You get him working, Colin. Thank you for your yarn. You take care. Keep smiling. And if you're ever in Cairns in this way, bungalow,
yes.
drop in to see us here at Bumma Bipra Media, Colin, and all the best to you.
I certainly will. And thanks a million for giving us some time. We hope to talk to some of your listeners again.
Beautiful. Take care, Colin. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. Colleen Holmes, her name is, Managing Director, Schools Explorer. So do check it out, schoolsexplorer.com.au. So if you finished grade 12 or you didn't finish grade 12 or you're looking at education or maybe you've left school 10 years ago, and you want to get literacy and numeracy and digital literacy, get in touch with Schools Explorer, Colleen Holmes. Fantastic working with our mob. Irish sister, but we claim her, been here over 10 years and look fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, yarning up strong here, Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob too deadly. National Talk Black.
My mother went to town for buying me the bike. The price on the bike made my mother fright. It was the white man's price. The freight was too high. So we got into a dinghy and we went for a ride through the outer islands, oh, just for a while. It was a black man's style. It was worth the while.
My brother went to town for buying me the bike. The price on the bike made my brother fright. It was the white man's price. The freight was too high, so we got into our dinghy and we went for a ride through the outer islands. Oh, just for a while. It was a black man's style. It was worth the while.
I wanna stay young. Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba katjana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Oh,
Hannah Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Kaimen, kole bala ya kaimen.